This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we said when we got going today, Europe is slowly but surely becoming top of mind among people who matter. Ben Bernanke in front of Congress yesterday and the president this morning, where the first question he was asked was a version of this.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Today to Germany, Berlin to be precise, and journalist Thomas Martzall. Thomas, it's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, in these segments, my first question usually has been, so how's the economic mood over there? But I imagine in Berlin, it's not so bad, right?
It's not so bad because, you know, I was walking past a newspaper kiosk today and I saw these sensationalistic headlines on one of the newspapers. They actually did a really good way of pulling you in. Greek default, euro crisis, banks failing, record jobless rates all over Europe. And then underneath, in really big letters, soccer. Because, of course, we've got the European Championships that kicked off just a few hours ago over in Poland and Ukraine, and Germany is the favorite.
That's interesting. So it's not top of mind, this whole European crisis thing.
Well, you know, soccer is spelled with six letters, and denial is also spelled with six letters. So you could say it that way. I mean, it's kind of like we got 4 weeks of games now, and we can kind of tune it all out, and it's summer, there's great weather outside.
It's like an alternate universe.
We can kind of put it off. Of course, at some point, the chickens are going to come home to roost. There's no question about it. And I think the Germans know that, and kind of deep down inside, they can't keep on, sort of keeping the European economy going on their own. But you certainly don't see, you don't see big lines at the banks. And instead, you seem to see big lines outside. Just coming back a few hours ago, the cafes were full of people and the big screen TVs were on and people were tuning in to soccer.
You know, I imagine this has not been in the German paper so much, but there's been some sniping over here and in some other European papers that really what's going to happen is it's not going to be the Eurozone anymore. It's going to be the German zone.
Of course, you know, Germany being Europe's largest economy, you know, it's no longer the Franco-German engine. It's the German engine that is driving things forward. At the same time, you have a chancellor who continues to promote Europe. She's not talking about a German-led rescue. She's talking Europe, Europe, Europe until she's blue in the face.
Yeah, but is anybody listening?
That's the question. Yeah. It's the $10 million question. And, you know,
it's the 10 million euro question, man. Come on, get the denominations right.
Or maybe the $10 million renminbi question.
Thomas Martzall in Berlin. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.